Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 21st day of March in the year of our Lord 2020. Coming at you live from the beautiful Ozarks in Missouri, where we are seeing the sun for the first time in 10 or 12 days. Okay, Lori should be on the line shortly. I believe Rick will be here. We already talked this morning. He is going to be on the show. Anyway, folks, I want to start off saying a few things about this coronavirus. And I guess in reality, it's the only news there is. But anyway, here's a couple of points I wanted to make. And I'm going to let Rick take it for a while. All right, folks, in case you didn't notice, we've gone from 100,000 cases worldwide to 200,000 cases in 12 days. Now, in the past 3 or 4 days, or actually, I guess 2 or 3 days, we've added another 89,543 cases to that. We're at, last week, I believe it was around 3,000 cases in the United States. We're now at 19,862. We warned you with increased testing that number was going to come up tremendously. Now, today, so far, I'm thinking since midnight, there's been 191 new cases in the United States. There's now 265 deaths recorded, an increase today of 13. These numbers change constantly, folks. I guarantee you they will change before the end of the show. Now, I've been listening to some actual MDs, doctors, not just people, not just talking heads, saying that the cases reported globally in every country are much, much more likely to be 10 to 20 times what is actually being reported. I read somewhere that in Africa, South Africa specifically, it was more like 50 times what is being reported. So, this just to put things in perspective, folks, not to scare anybody or anything like that. So, good morning, Lori and Rick.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy. Lori, you on?
Good morning.
Okay, good. So the gang's all here, fantastic and great. Lori, did you hear my opening about what the numbers have done in the past couple of days?
Yes, I heard.
Okay. Any opinions on that, or do you like to speak for themselves?
No, not really, dear.
Okay,
I mean,
guess we lost.
You got numbers.
Okay. All right, Rick, any commentary? And I know you've got a lot to cover, too.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes, you know, I have to laugh. I wonder why people in general want to hear my thoughts on these matters. I have to chuckle. I'm sure that we have people in the audience whose thoughts are at least as sophisticated as anything that I can dream up. There was a man who told his wife that he saw a moose on the way to work, and she said, how do you know he was on his way to work? I do have some very specific thoughts on the situation, that we have here, and I can't prove any of them. These are just my, I have to watch a lot of material, and because of that, I see that it looks like in a lot of cases, there are well-meaning people who are just stating their opinion as though it's a fact, which is ridiculous. There are government specialists, specialists in the business of misinformation or disinformation protocol. They're just plain lying, and they're doing it to for a specific agenda. But if you watch a bunch of this stuff, you basically come away with some feelings. And after a lifetime of watching governments and things of that nature, watch what they do, basically you'll see that it is a lot like a soccer player dribbling a ball. And I do not like soccer, but I was forced to participate in it for years when my kids were small. And what you'll see is a soccer player dribbling a ball down the field toward a goal line. When an opponent runs to meet him and impede the progress, inevitably the fakes begin. You got all kinds of fancy fakes that kids have to learn in order to successfully play soccer. You got shoulder fakes, you got foot fakes, you got a combination of the two. But what you'll inevitably figure out when you watch these things is that during all these fakes, the player almost never touches the ball. That is to say, they're all body fakes. They're all fakes of one kind or another. The ball is headed in one direction. It's headed to the goal. And as long as you are in their way, you're going to get faked. They're going to continue to try to fake you. But you have to understand the ball is headed for your goal. That's where it's going. And so that, after watching these people a lifetime, you see that regardless of the disinformation, regardless of the BS, regardless of the complicit mainstream media, they're basically up to one thing. And if you've ever just read anything as simple as a book like The New World Order, and you see what the ultimate plan is, you can just see that whatever else you're doing, they're headed for your goal line. That's where they're going. So my idea would be like this. My thoughts on the matter, and this is my opinion here. I can't prove any of this, really. This is a plandemic. That's what it's being called, the plandemic. I don't care who you blame it on. You can say that China did it. You can say the U.S. planted the virus in China because it was the perfect potting soil to grow something like a virus. My thought is that the deep state is playing the food chain reaction game, and there's a reason that they are looking for to limit food or to exacerbate a strain supply chain. They're trying to weaken it, interrupt it, and it's to scare people. And that'll be the same old thing, the Hegelian nonsense. They create a problem, and then they show up with the solution. And the solution will always be the exact same one, just like the soccer player. It will always be the same solution. We can fix this problem, the one that we created, wink, wink, And all you have to do is what we say, and we're just going to want some freedoms. We're going to want to enact the defense initiative where we have permission to take over entire industries and force them to do our bidding, which just happened this week, I believe. That is completely insidious. We're going to want to bail out. We're going to want to take your tax dollars and bail out people like General Motors and Boeing. Boeing is asking for $60 billion because they're stressed. You know, I'm stressed too. I'm not asking for I just want $60 million. So that's my thought on that matter. Now, the businesses around here, businesses are closing one after the other. In St. Louis proper, which I'm in regularly, but I don't live there, basically I have to go there for work. We have one of the most vibrant nightlife areas. We have a number of them. And these people were forced to close. They've laid off or fired almost all the employees. One famous restaurant that's been here for years and years had 38 employees. They now have 3. That means 35 people are now at home and pretty scared. But that's just one restaurant. You've got other problems. The schools, the bars, the daycares, the preschools. That's all being shut down. They're just dropping like flies around here. General Motors here closed their plant yesterday, I think it was. So now what we have is some interviews from they had something, I think, called temporary workers or whatever they were. I guess they weren't strictly union members. Now they're all basically laid off and or fired, and they're pretty worried. So you've got small business basically being eradicated, large corporations being nationalized or basically bought by you, but it becomes your debt and their property. The deep state, it becomes their business, but you owe because you basically provided the loan. They've trotted out the military to enforce it all. Now we see military units being activated everywhere. This, in my opinion, is very much a Hunger Games movie. I don't know who thought that one up, but we're now looking back on it. Anybody with a brain could have written it, because you just see that it was all about to come true. So it can't, as far as I can tell, they wouldn't have dropped the sheep clothing. They wouldn't have taken off their camouflage right in front of you if they didn't think you were completely beaten. And I almost have to agree with them. I don't see any stopping this. So we have...
There's not.
No. So we have few choices. We have some choices. They're not the ones I wanted, but you have a few things. You have some choices, just like poorer countries in the world have choices. You always have choices, and they will always be yours. Your choices. If you ask me, this is what you might want to consider. This is going to be really, really tough on a lot of people, and you're going to see people getting violent because they're scared. So what I would suggest is be kind to each other. Try not to lose your sense of humor. I know the audience, probably fairly God-fearing people, but, seek God. Try to improve yourself. I will say this on a personal note. I think in many ways I have become, over the past 10 or 20 years, more cavalier about my spiritual life than I used to be. And this is not, does not come by way of bragging, but 10 years ago, let's say 20 years ago, I used to fast 2 days a week. And no, I don't mean I was on one of these Whole30 diets. I mean, I was avoiding food, and it was reasonably uncomfortable, and I was doing it for spiritual reasons. That was what it was. So what that's called, when you are praying and you're fasting, that's called supplication. So you're supplementing your prayer by making yourself a little uncomfortable, and it's like a force multiplier for your prayers. There are other ways to do it. I had other ways to do it. I used to take some coins out of my pocket and drop them in my shoe before I put it on. Now, once again, this is not my way of bragging, because I just don't care what, if you get, I don't care if you think I'm a smart aleck or being prideful. It's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to give you a few ideas here. When you walk, you'll feel those coins moving, and it will remind you to start praying again. There are many ways that you can handle these things, but because of the hustle bustle of daily life, you tend to forget what you're doing. You're like the man in the swamp. You're up to your ass in alligators, and you completely forget that you were only there to drain the swamp. And that's life in general. That's just life. You know, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that things are what they are, and they tend to distract you from what you're trying to accomplish. And that's a very common situation with people, and it doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're living life. Coins in your shoe tend to bring you back to reality. If you're trying to pray for something or somebody, and you're trying to remember to do it 25 times a day, you get to the end of the day, you say, holy cow, I got two prayers in, not 25. Coins moving around your shoe will remind you. Is it the most comfortable way to spend the day? Well, I'll leave that up to you. If you haven't been doing it, you want to attempt to model yourself after God's performance. And if you don't know where your instruction book is, Google the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount was, in my opinion, one of the most poignant explanations of the new covenant that was brought here by Jesus, which superseded the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. What it did was it took the Ten Commandments and it put an entirely finer point on the whole thing, and it basically gave people some very detailed instructions about how they should think and how they should live. If you Google that, you'll get the Sermon on the Mount. Look at it and, you know, compare yourself there. Find out where you're weak, and do something about it. Here in the Catholic Church, you know, here he goes again. We have what used to be called confession. It is now called reconciliation. And I'm bringing this up for a reason. When you're committing a sin, or when you're having weakness, you're separated either intentionally or accidentally from God. Reconciling or confessing what you're doing and asking for forgiveness closes that gap. It starts the healing process. You've got to lance a wound that's festering, or just won't heal. It can kill you. It can go septic if you don't get that straightened out. Reconciliation can do that. In the Bible, it even says, you know, heck, tell your sins to one another. I'm not sure. You better find somebody you trust if you're going to start that. You must have a minister or a pastor somewhere that you can pull aside and say, look, I need 5 minutes alone. And, you know, tell the guy what you did. Tell him you're sorry. Ask him to pray for you. This is Lent, you know. We're right about in the middle of Lent. This is a good time to try to get yourself squared away. I think, and I guess my point is,
all right,
this
guys.
This whole thing.
Hey, Rick,
this is,
we
yeah,
got to break.
Go ahead. I hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We're probably going to start taking calls at the top of the hour is my guess. But we'll be back soon. 3 minutes. Hang on. You're about to go insane.
she says that you're to blame. You gotta keep on smiling. Just keep on smiling. Keep on.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Rick, you want to go ahead and finish your thoughts there?
I would simply suggest that this whole plan, is just getting rolling, and I can't tell you where they think the goal line is. I'm guessing it's control. I'm guessing they're turning our country into Cuba. What a pick a country. What difference does it make? And so, you know, these things, we're going to have some choices here. You know, we can become a bitter, angry people, or we can use this situation to better ourselves. In other words, you know, when you have lemons, you've got some choices, and you can make lemonade if you want to. Yeah, and that's once again, that's your choice. You know, I've struggled with a particular situation, and I don't want to get myself in any trouble here, and I certainly don't want to cast any doubts on the credibility of mine or the show. But I told Mr. Spencer that I would never ever tell you people for that reason some of the things that I've seen and heard, and every time some ass on the internet says he's had a vision, instantaneously he goes to the bottom of my list, and I'm like, well, there goes that dope. And most of the things that I've seen
don't have much to do with you guys, but there is something that I find absolutely fascinating, and it took place over two evenings, and I have a younger brother who had a very serious alcohol problem, and he was in one of these what do you call them? Detox. It was a wing of a hospital.
Treatment center.
Yeah, thank you. He was in one of those, and he was, you know, married, but, you know, there he is in the treatment center, you know. I'm really sorry about this, you guys. I'm going to tell you what I saw. And, you know, if you don't like it, try to ignore it. So what happened was is that I was sneaking my brother along a dark road. There were cop cars, lights going. They were looking for him. And I managed to get him all the way past the authorities. And then the wind started to blow, and he was of no help whatsoever. It's one of these winds that was so hard, it was tough to walk. And I finally had to pick the fool up and put him over my shoulder, and kept walking, and I was furious that he just wouldn't do anything for himself at all, that I had to do everything. And I finally got to these tremendous doors. They were ornate metal. They were huge. It was a pair of doors. They must have been 15 or 20 feet tall, and the wind was howling, and I had him, and I knew that I couldn't open the door. If I put him down, he'd blow away. And suddenly this gigantic hand whacked the door open. I mean, whack. Huge hand. Hand must have been 8 or 10 feet big. And inside there was a light that was so bright, it was like looking at the sun. And there was a roar like a jet plane. And I couldn't. And then the vision ended. And I'm like, well, that's kind of irritating. I just kind of wanted to see how it ended. And the next night, a couple sentences, they just told me. They said, here's what it is. You can carry a man on your back to the very gates of heaven, and God can open the door, but he has to walk through on his own two feet. And I thought, well, yeah, that sounds correct. That certainly, thank you, I appreciate it. I was wondering what the heck you guys were up to. That's probably the last you guys are going to hear of this sort of thing from me. But the reason I'm telling you this is just for exactly that reason. You are responsible. You're responsible for yourselves. I mean, you can get help. Other people, kind people, nice people, will try to lend you a hand. But in the end, these choices, they're yours. So that is all I have to say about that subject.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rick. I personally really appreciate you sharing that, and it makes a tremendous amount of sense to me. Okay, folks, we're staying on the same subject. I want to put out one word for you guys to consider. National socialism. And we've got a break. We'll talk about that after the bottom of the hour. Be right back, folks. 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show on this 21st day of March, the year of our Lord 2022. If you guys don't have... I'm sorry. I thought you guys went to the John. Hey,
I was waiting for
you know what?
To
I'm interrupting you.
Sometimes she waits a little longer, and sometimes I don't hear her. But
well,
I'm glad you jumped in because I was going to within 1 second.
Well, I was waiting for the secret message of the. I figured there was a secret message somewhere aligned in that song, and I was trying to think of what it could be. But I guess can't find my way home. That'll do it for me. I was going to talk about the Clyde's Garden Planner, but you got one word out. Socialism, I think. Why don't you do that, and then we'll talk about the garden planning.
Yeah. Well, folks, here's the thing that really got me last week. It didn't garner much attention. Trump was asked if the United States, in exchange for calling out these corporations, was going to require a stake in those corporations. He said, yes, for some, no, with others. All right. National socialism is partially, not completely, but is partially defined as the merger between the state and the commercial corporate industry. The last time this was tried, I believe, was 1933, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. And things did not work. Say again, Rick.
I said, well, that is certainly close enough to be functional right there.
Okay. Now, folks, I want you to remember what Adolf Hitler's party was called. National Democratic Socialists or National Socialist Democrats? Anyway, the bottom line is Hitler did exactly that when he became Chancellor of Germany. He merged government with private corporations. World War II relics, everything from canteens to mess kits to anything you can think of that was produced pre-war, had both the company's name and the swastika, the German eagle with the swastika underneath it. What can I say, folks? For the first few years, it worked out great for the people. But when Hitler decided he wanted to expand Germany's territory, things didn't work out too well for anyone. So, like I said, there wasn't a lot of talk about this. I don't even think many people realized it. But I sincerely believe we're going down a slippery slope. First, I believe we shouldn't be bailing out anybody. That's my opinion. Maybe the individual person, but certainly not these big mega banks where we're covering their bets for, making bad bets on the market.
Well, may I interject this regarding
yes.
helicopter money? For the last year, they've been talking about these cash injections into the repo market.
Right.
And they've gone from $50 billion, now they're in excess now they're in excess of $750 billion, headed to $1 trillion a night. If you guys
Correct.
Are upset about a $23 trillion budget deficit for the U.S., understand this, that sometime this month, they'll be hitting it with $1 trillion a night, and so... Debt Schmidt, you may as well forget about it because, where this whole thing is going. And then they said, well, the last phase, once they get to the point where doping the market with massive amounts of money, once they get to the point where that's not working, and it's not, they're hitting the market with everything they've got and it's still falling, you keep getting dead cat bounces. In other words, it'll drop 1,000 points. Next day, you get a little tiny spike up, maybe 300 or 500 points, and then the next day, right back on the way down. If you look at the charts on this, you will clearly see that this is the steepest stock market, steeper than 1929, steeper than 2008.
Oh,
we
yeah.
are on a straight 40. We're on a 45, perfect 45-degree angle, headed for the Marianas Trench. And I know everybody is like, well, should I buy in now? Should I buy in now? Maybe let's buy this dip. You know what? You can. I don't give economic advice anymore. I don't give stock advice or anything like that. But there is one tenet out there, one precept, and is you do not grab a falling knife. And if I were you, I wouldn't do this. I think, there are lots of information that I tried to sum up here, and I didn't get to it. But
we got time.
The bottom is that you can look at lots and lots of videos that trying to guess where the bottom is. There was a bottom at 6,000 last time the Federal Reserve stepped in 2008, and they bought everything on the planet. They did it for $750 billion. That's what it costs to stop the stock market plunge. Now they're using that every single night, and it's still not working. And I was told, and I never understood this, that the last phase of this nonsense would be helicopter money. And I knew what helicopter money was, but I couldn't for the life of me understand the mechanism by which it could be instituted or employed. In other words, helicopter money would be money. When you put money in the repo market, it enters the market as debt. And the idea is that you're supposed, the banks are supposed to lend that to you, and that's supposed to stimulate the economy because you'll borrow money and you'll spend it. Well, the consumer's tapped out. They don't want to borrow any more money. I don't care how much free money you give to the banks. The consumer, you know, we're at record levels of all kinds of debt. The consumer basically doesn't want to borrow. And so it doesn't matter how much money's out there. And that's a simplistic explanation. There's more to it. Like, believe it or not, there's actually a cash shortage. But let's not get into that. So the last phase of this would be helicopter money, which is where it doesn't enter the market as debt. It's sprinkled directly on the consumer. And I always ask myself, how in the world do you sprinkle money directly on the consumer? Because I can tell you right now, no one has ever sprinkled money on me. I don't know what that means. And now we see. We see the corporate bailouts. Now they're talking about giving, what, every single person, depending on who you talk to, anywhere between $1,500 and, well, one of these guys trotted out and said $18,000 a year for a family. And I'm like, well, that's a lot of doggone money to be handing out to every family. And so the numbers vary wildly. But they're just talking about just sending a check. They're going to just send you a check.
Right.
Helicopter money. I have wondered for a year how in the world they would pull a stunt like this, and now we know. So,
yeah.
So if you believe the urban myth that the last phase of the explosion is a backdraft, which is what happens in a fire, once you get a backdraft, you're screwed. This will be the last phase of the collapse where they sprinkle with helicopter money. And I'm telling you what, if that doesn't stimulate, if that doesn't get the velocity of money moving, you better run for the hills because all hell's going to break loose.
Well, I agree, Rick. Now, you know, if this does come to fruition, I know what I'm going to do with the money. I'm going to use tax money to pay taxes, property taxes. You know, it'll go from our hand back to the government. So, you know,
no, I think
to me, it's pretty much a godsend if it actually happens.
Well, I think one of the funniest things that you could do is take their money and buy silver. And, of course, you know, I know people won't do that, but right, you take their money and take it out of their system, take it away from them, don't let them have it back. Although, as you and I both know, one of the last phases of the explosion is when the price of silver plummets, which it is. Now it's all the way down to 12-something. But what they also said was when that finally happens, you won't find an ounce of silver anywhere to buy. And that's exactly what is happening. Silver is like
that.
It's happening right this minute. They may give you couple thousand dollars, you might want to buy silver. It would be a miracle if you could find some. I think that there are some places online that still have some. It wouldn't surprise me if that ends.
Yeah, $10 an ounce premium, Rick.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, well, that's the other side of the coin. You're going to go right to price gouging because they know that they've got what you want. And if you want it, okay, you'll have to pay for it. It's like scalping tickets to the Super Bowl. You know, people pay $5,000 a seat for that stuff, or $10,000, or whatever. Anyway, that's. I'm sorry I interrupted there. I just wanted to talk about helicopter money, really.
Well, you didn't interrupt, Rick, but you know my point is this, folks, and I don't give financial advice either any more than Rick. But I'll take a chance here, and I'm not a financial advisor. When the Dow gets down to 1,000, look at your favorite stocks. Check them twice, rethink your position, and then maybe, only maybe, if you've got money to toss, you know, to risk, then maybe. But I agree with Rick. We're going to see Dow drop, I would say within a month, down to 6,000 or so if the current trend continues. So,
well, we've lost a third of everything in the last
in a month. Right.
Yeah, a third of everything. All the Trump bump is gone. That whole nonsense. That's gone in three weeks. Yeah. 3 years of progress gone in 3 weeks. And it's not nearly over. I mean, I don't think it is. About the fake bottom at 6,000, that bottom technically isn't there now, because those stocks that the Fed bought at 6,000, they've probably changed hands a number of times since then at various crises. So,
oh yeah,
you can't count on that floor being there anymore. This condo done been remodeled. So a floor just means a whole bunch of people owning a stock at a certain price and not necessarily wanting to sell. It's a support level that you bump into, but. You know, the floor they put in at 6,000, I don't know why you would think it's there. I just doubt that it is.
Yeah, like I said, Rick, you know, consider buying when we get back down to about 1,000, you know, if you've got the money to gamble.
Yeah, well, and you know what I would do there is whatever money you think you have to gamble, divide it up in five pieces and go slow. Put a little bit in, wait a while, see what happens, put a little more in. Don't just place it all on red 26 and tell them to spin the wheel. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, no. No, I agree with that.
Go ahead, Rick. No. I was just going to say, I mean, you know, yes, we're still talking gloom and doom here, but you can. And I really do think they're going to put their boot on the food supply. I think that's going to be one of their main mechanisms here to control us. And frankly, that reminds me,
I have a comment to read from a viewer. Give me just a second, and I do have permission to read this on the air. My girlfriend is a rep for Nabisco, and she received an official letter at the end of the day on Friday that under the Patriot Act, she is allowed to be out driving around because she works in a critical industry, in other words, food and agriculture, and it is not subject to curfews or shelter-in-place orders.
Interesting.
That's a telling thing right there.
I would agree that's a tell. That's a tell. And that's where I think we're going. Of course, you know, So just like the chartists, we'll look at the Dow and see that 45-degree downward slide and say, where is it going? Well, it's continuing in that 45-degree area. It may bounce around a little bit up and down, but basically it's 45 degrees down. Okay, so look at what they've done in the last couple of weeks. What the President Trump, our knight in shining armor, has done in the last 3 weeks, the last 2 weeks, and the last week, is literally making me sick at my stomach, because I think now I can clearly see that he's part of the whole thing and probably always was. So, you know, as far as, you know, telling yourself that we got a big old reprieve from the bad guys, from Hillary, from Comey, Clapper, Lynch, that whole group, I think they just changed places in the end. I think we're just heading in the same direction, just with different players. Just like on a football game where they take out one guy and they put in another in his spot, same deal. You know, if you're a tight end, you're a tight end. It doesn't matter what your name is, you know. Your job is to get the hell out there and catch that ball. So, you know, this is where it's going. So with respect to that, if I'm right, if the direction we're headed is the direction we're headed, and I don't know, you know, I don't have to be a clairvoyant to be able to tell that what they're doing, the ball's headed for the goal, my goal. They want to kick it between the uprights. they want to score here, then they're going to keep up with this food nonsense. It's not just going to be a month or two. I have a really sick feeling that this is the way things are going to be for quite some time. And if you don't know how to grow stuff, you're not going to be a happy camper. You're leaving yourself at their mercy, and I don't think it's a good idea at all. There are three fascinating videos out now. Hollis and Nancy did one this morning. It's called the Coronavirus Gardening Challenge. And, you know, you talk about some really nice Christian folks there. I really enjoy their stuff. I like the way they always end with a prayer. That just knocks me out. It doesn't matter what mood I'm in the morning. If I watch their video, I just cannot help but smile. Cool. There's another one. Yeah, there's another one out there. Haas Tools put one out this morning about gardening in the midst of the coronavirus. That's another one that's really cool. I like this song.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at the top of the hour. Be right back.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, and I'm going to throw it toward Tim because he said he had a few announcements to make this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, and I'll make it quick, Rick and Lori. One, folks, we do have a YouTube channel. All you got to do is search the Rural Survival Show. It's got a green background on all the thumbnails. You'll be able to spot it easy. You can also search Tim and Lori Spencer. Either one will bring it up. We are getting more listeners. Guys, what this is a daily update. I try to put out one a day, sometimes two if things are really changing. Basically, it's my view on the news and the numbers and all that. If you like it, subscribe. If you don't. But all I ask is you check it out. Okay, Rick, go ahead, buddy.
Well, I'm not sure what I was talking about, but I'm reading through my notes, and there is something that I think I had better mention. The last half of this week, I've been doing exhaustive research on how to deal with, since I believe every single person is going to get this virus, how to deal with it.
Yeah.
It appears that that the virus cannot exist in the presence of zinc. Now I got to do more research, and I'll try to get this to you as quick as I can. The problem with zinc, the problem with humans, is that zinc is a molecule, has a very difficult time penetrating your cell walls. There are ways in which you can make your cell wall more permeable. The president the other night either said on purpose or let slip that they were using, that there was some promise with regard to an old malaria drug. My wife said,
right.
I don't know what that is. And I said, well, I do know what it is. It's quinine.
Yeah, because we've both taken it.
Yeah, quinine. Quinine has, now, this is where my research gets a little cloudy here, a little murky. There is a component that I think is in there called chloroquine. Chloroquine makes your cell wall more permeable, and when taken in conjunction with zinc, allows the zinc to get into your cells, and where the zinc is, and they've done, I've seen really cool spectral photography, we'll have to finish this in a minute.
Well, we got time, buddy. We still got an hour left. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Give us a call. Let us hear your questions and opinions.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.